Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Here is part two of our conversation with the president of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, Darrell Lease. Commodity prices are still not where farmers, growers, and I'm sure you would like them to be. How bad is it right now for the growers looking at commodity prices, or is it not really a big factor at the moment? Or is there still a lot of selling going on? And then let's talk about beef prices as well.
There's a whole lot of variability, and depending on what you grow, what you raise, what your farm and ranch looks like. Obviously, the livestock end of things, and cattle specifically, have really, really taken a hit, in comparison to some of the grain crops. Now, I'm not saying they haven't taken, some of the brunt of it too, but it just seems like the biggest percentage of drops happen in that livestock arena, which is really kind of, a mind-boggling thing. On one side, you look at box beef prices and the wholesale retail market is going up, but what the futures prices are doing on the flip side of that, we're making that spread and that gap just really, really uneven. And it's one of them things. You got, when you have the stock market moving like it was, you've got mutual funds and investors and the speculators of that, things like that are going to happen. It's just, we don't see the cash market fluctuating quite as much as what the futures market did. And so you can look at that one of two ways. It could be a very positive thing that, okay, we're going to bring our futures back up to catch up to cash. Or the negative thing is looming out there, is our cash going to, reduce to catch up to the future market. So there's some concern out there, especially in the beef country right now, of the volatility, taking big swings, $4, $5, $6, $7 swings from day to day. It's causing a lot of angst out there in ranch country. But, you got the same things that are happening to a certain degree out there in the grain markets. You had Poet Ethanol announcing that they're going to stop buying corn. And, what's that going to do to the corn market? I've had farmers call and go, where do you think the bottom on this corn market's going to end up? And, there's just no real good answer. With the oil being cheap, makes ethanol not as competitive, which in turn makes ethanol companies either stop or reduce production. It's the whole thing is kind of a chain reaction, and agriculture is not immune to it. But on the flip side, people will eat every day. They might not drive everywhere every day, but they'll still need to eat every day.
Right. And I was a bit surprised when I've been talking to some growers recently that when I talked to them a few months ago, we were set to go. They had already decided whether it was corn or soybeans or whatever it happened to be. And now when I talk to them, they're not so sure. Like, they're still trying to wait and see how this is all going to play out and what final crop that they're actually going to get into the field. I don't know if that a problem for the seed sellers. I mean, is a lot of seed already gone, or is there still some flexibility there to change your mind about what crop you want to put in?
Well, there's some flexibility. Obviously, there's more finite supplies in certain different segments of the supply chain. I've heard a lot of people that are second guessing whether they're going to seed much for corn this year now. Back when they were making their decisions and kind of starting to book their initial seed back in January, February, no one saw the energy market, the oil market, doing what it did, and in turn seeing, the response from places like Poet and others reducing or eliminating some plants from operation on ethanol side.
Again, that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau President, Darrell Lease. This is Inside Agriculture.